Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world every night, and I tell them stories of my adventures with other children all around the world. I tell them all the wonderful things that I do, and all of the wonderful people that I meet. Now, I'm not going to give a name to the person that I visited, but this was not a child. This was an adult. And this was an adult who was very wealthy. And he had all the toys anyone could ever want. And he did have the toys, and he loved to spend it on his toys. He had cars, and he had planes, and he had mansions, and he had estates in every country in the world, and he had the speedboats and the powerboats, and he had the big cruisers and the yachts, and he had everything in the world. And his whole life was sort of dedicated to taking the money that he had and spending it in every wonderful way. And then, one day, his grandson came up to him and said, "Grandpa, what is it that you want?" And his granddad said, "Grandson, you know, I've got everything. I've got everything. I've got everything." And his grandson said, "Grandpa, you don't have grandma. She left. She went to live with another man. Well, I've got everything." And your children, they all are doing their own thing and working hard, and some are in the hospital, and some need help, and you don't help them. I've got everything. Well, Grandpa, why is it that I'm the only grandson that you let come and live in your house with you? Well, your mom and dad were killed in an auto accident, and so you came to live with me. But Grandpa, you don't do that with people. Why did you do that with me? Well, grandson, because I love you. You love me? What does that mean, Grandpa? Well, it means that I want to give you things, and I want to do things for you, and I want to make you happy. Grandpa, I love you, and I don't want to do things for you, and I don't want to make you happy, and I don't want to do that way. I just love you. I love you because you're nice, because I see you as my grandpa. You're my grandpa. Oh, come on, grandson. You love me because I do nice things for you, because I give you things. No, Grandpa. What do you see me playing with? I mean, here I am, 9 years old. What do you see me playing with? Of all the toys that you give me, and this whole one big room filled with toys just for me, what do you see me playing with? I don't know, grandson. I haven't paid much attention. That's the thing, Grandpa. I'm playing with you. Every day I come, and I sit by your side, and I talk to you. Every day I tell you how much I love you. Every day I tell you what a wonderful man you are. Yeah, I guess you do that. I guess you do. Yeah, you do that. Well, I don't want anything, Grandpa. I just want to love you, because I think you're a nice man. Well, I'm really not a nice man, grandson. Yes, you are, Grandpa. You're a nice man because I love you. And that's what makes you a nice man, and that's what makes me a happy person. Well, grandson, sometimes you make me wonder whether you are 9 years old or not. You sound more like 190. Grandpa, I like me, and I like everybody in my world, but Grandpa, I like you especially. Why do you like me, grandson? If I am such a character that I can't hold on to the love of other people, and I can't hold on to this, and I hold on... Grandpa, I like you because I like me. And sure, I'm in your life, I got thrown in your life when my mom and papa got killed in that accident. That was a terrible thing. Yes, it was. It was a terrible thing. That's right, grandson. And grandpa, when I came to your house, I knew that my mom and daddy had all sorts of interesting problems, and I was loving to them. But when I came into your house, I saw problems bigger than any my mother and my father, my mom and dad, my mom and pop. Well, bigger problems than they ever knew. What do you mean, grandson? Well, I saw that everybody came into your life because they wanted something from you. Not your love, not your attention, not your wisdom, but your money and your toys. Grandpa, you're bigger than your money and your toys. I love you just for you. Grandson, you don't really know what it's all about. You're too young to understand what's going on in the world. But Grandpa, I love you. Well, son, grandson, I've got the most toys of anybody on earth. I've got the most money of anybody on earth. I've got everything. And Grandpa? Yes? Grandpa? Mom and Dad, they died in a car crash. Yeah, I know that, I know that. Well, Grandpa, when you're dead, you'll still be dead, even though you have the most toys in all the world. Oh, grandson, why do you talk like that? Well, Grandpa, I think that you have a heart inside of you that you just haven't let out. And Grandpa, I love that heart. I love you, Grandpa. I love you. Oh, grandson, what do you want? Let me, here's $1,000. Grandpa, all those $1,000 you gave me are just sitting in a box in my room. What? You never spend any? Well, Grandpa, you know what I spend, what I don't. I don't have to spend anything. You give me everything. Except one thing I really want. Oh, grandson, you want something? Come on, let's go buy it. No, Grandpa. I want to love you. And I want you to love yourself. You want me to love you, grandson? No, Grandpa. I love you. That's enough. But I want you to love yourself. And see, when you love yourself, that's the greatest gift, the greatest toy in the whole world. My dog loves me, and I love my dog. And that's the greatest thing we could ever have. And Grandpa, I love you. I don't want you to be dead with all your toys. Grandpa, I want you to be alive with love. Okay? Oh, grandson, you make me think sometimes. Good! Good, Grandpa, good. All right. I'll think about him. I'll think about him. Meanwhile, come here, grandson. Yeah, what do you want? Come here. Sit on my lap. Let me give you a hug. Okay, grandson. I love you. You're the only person who has ever spoken to me like this. But Grandpa, I just plain love you. I know. Hey, boys and girls, there comes the Sandman. And he's got his pixie dust he's going to throw on all the boys and girls and help them go to sleep. Now let's leave the grandson and his grandfather and go back to our beds now. Get ready for a good night's sleep. And the Sandman's going to put pixie dust on us and we'll have wonderful dreams. And as we have these wonderful dreams, remember that this is a great world that we live in when we give love. Now, call your mommy and daddy, come in, give them a big hug, and tell each your mommy and daddy and your brothers and sisters and everybody in your world, I love you, 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 100 million times, and just keep going all through the night. And they'll say, what's come over this kid? And pretty soon, they'll get the message. And then they'll love themselves. And when they love themselves, they love everything. Because you started it first. But until next time, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle. And I'm Mr. Candle. I meet so many wonderful people, I forget who I am sometimes. This is Mr. Candle, and I'll be back and visit you again. And just remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.